everyone, and welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're going to continue on with more episodes of Supernatural. This is actually part two of episodes 1 through 4 because the other one was a little long.
Turns out we had a lot to say.
We do. So
it was all important.
Last time was Exile on Main Street, 2.5 Men. Mm-hmm. This one is the continuation of The Third Man, and I can do it. Weekend at Bobby's.
Nice. Killed it.
Anyway, so to start off with The Third Man, we get Cass. We have the third member of Team Free Will.
The Third Man is Cass.
Yes.
My son is back, better than ever.
Yeah.
Love him.
I do love him.
Before we get into Cass, because, you know, I could go on all day long about him. Mm-hmm. Love the beginning of Sam and Dean's routines. Dean getting up being like stretching. Ah, Sam's doing push-ups and stuff. Like, you know, you're looking great. Sam's looking great doing these push-ups and stuff.
To be fair, also, I think...
Don't talk about the contour.
I think they contoured his body. His pecs looked weird. They looked really tan. Like, they contoured them out.
Too much bronzer.
There was just a little too much. In the spaces where it's supposed to be dark, it looked... Okay, I know I do makeup. I know when someone is faking it. So I looked at that and was like, that's not real.
Which is insane because, like, Jared's ripped. He's like...
I know he's ripped.
Point?
Okay, to be
Why
fair, also, I like that we see Jared Padalecki ripped. Like, ripped. And then it's, like, Jensen, who's, like, also ripped, but, like, dad bod. And I was
closer
like...
Closer to dad bod.
I was like, normal representation? Overly expected expectations. Like,
that's why they bronzed him up.
That's literally why they bronzed him up.
That's why I bronzed him up.
Even poor Jensen's like, how do I compare?
He's just like, I'm just gonna do some old man stretches
this
here.
This is why we see Jared shirtless more than Jensen. Jensen's like, no.
He's just like, happening. I'm good.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not into it. I'm fine.
It's, no, there's just a lot of fat.
I did not spend enough time at the gym for this kind of nonsense.
I played the character Dean Winchester. If you don't remember, he eats a lot of cheeseburgers, pie, and beer.
I have a little tummy.
It's not sexy. And then Jared's just like,
salads. Ripped to the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so their morning routines, that was fun. That was a fun parallel. But you know what was not fun?
Sam sleeping with hookers.
No, okay.
Didn't know this was a big deal for you.
Okay, say you're just watching this and you've been paying attention because you're not super in tune with Jared Padalecki's physical presentation of Sam Winchester. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not deranged like we are. So you're just watching this kind of casual, like. And then all of a sudden, Sam Winchester slept with a hooker and paid her. It has been said multiple times throughout 1 through 5, Sam's like, Dean, I don't pay.
I don't.
No, also,
he's like,
Dean,
I don't
Dean
need don't, to pay for sex. And even Dean,
neither
like,
of them do.
I was gonna say Dean doesn't
all
pay for sex.
Dean's just this domestic dude. Now he's just getting all these phone numbers all the time. Neither of them need to pay. Okay, like, okay.
You look
and so,
so
Sam's just like, I'm so stressed out.
You're like,
because okay. So here's the thing. Okay, if you're not like us and you're normal, okay, and you're watching this, and I got my hands going. I talk with my hands when I'm like excited, and she's laughing at me. Okay, and you're not deranged like us, and so this is going to be the biggest indicator that Sam, there's something going on with him.
Yeah.
Because Sam does not pay. So the fact that he's paying a hooker is sus beyond belief.
Well,
like, what's going on
with
him?
And the thing is, at first, like,
what's happening?
It wasn't even,
what
like, that weird. Him? Like, it was kind of weird, because she's just like, yeah, I had a good time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're like, great,
and then
yeah,
Sam was the one
night.
That was just like, oh, wait, don't forget this. And then, because even the hooker was like, I'm just like, don't even care.
Literally almost forgot.
I was like, don't even care. Best night, cool, whatever,
mood.
Bye. Yeah, literally. And then, like, he's like, no, take your fucking money. Like, and then she's like, okay, call me when I'm, like, not on duty or whatever. And then, like, Sam's like, yeah, whatever.
This stressed me out beyond belief.
Yeah.
Beyond belief.
But we got, like, you know, people dying, as they do in Supernatural. They're going to Lansing, Michigan.
Lansing.
And I'm like, doesn't look like Michigan again, but, you know, whatever.
That could maybe be a Lansing house. I could buy it.
I guess. I don't. I really liked Dean's teaching moment with Ben, because he's like, Ben, don't lie to me. And Ben's like, how do you know I'm lying? And he's just like, you know, bullshit a bullshitter. He didn't say that, but he pretty much does say that.
He says, I know you're lying because I lie professionally. Like,
yeah.
That's how I know.
And he's like, be a man, just tell your mom you broke the vase. I'm like, aw, Dean just
Dean
like,
parenting. Also, Ben calling Dean.
I literally just had to
so
say that.
Cute.
He was just like, Dean, I broke the vase. please. Like, and he's like, dude, just, it's fine.
Just
like,
tell your mom
you
broke it.
And the funny thing is, Dean literally would not give two shits about anything like that. Because he's like, there are bigger fish than a broken vase.
Literally just thinking, just being like, okay, well, did you kill anybody? Has anybody killed you? No? Great. We're doing 10 out of 10 today.
What is that from? Like, someone urgently calling a parent and being like, are you hurt? Is anyone hurt? Is there a fire? What's going on? They're like, no. And they're like, stop calling then. Like, it's not an emergency.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. Then you're fine. And they're like, what? Like,
why is that how your mom is?
No, you're totally right. Dude.
Are you bleeding? No. Then you're fine.
Go.
Stop. I'm at work. I'm busy. Click.
Literally. I will never get over it. I called her 17 times and she didn't pick up. And then she finally picked up and was like, what's up? I'm like, I could have been dying in a ditch. No.
Not alarmed or anything, just like, no. Hey, how you doing?
Like, and I text her, going, like, hey, like, what's going on? And then, like, or same thing, like, she was supposed to be home at, like, 5 early from work. She comes around at 10 p.m., and I'm like, where were you? She's like, I don't know, I got held up. And I was
got held up.
Mom, I thought you were dead! And she's like, oh, sorry, I just never got the phone.
Oh, well, I'm fine, so it's all right.
Jesus Christ, Mom! Mm. And everyone's like, everyone has their overbearing parent, and I'm like, I used to live in the same house with my mother for a long time. Okay, maybe it's a sign. I used to live in the same house with my mother as, like, a grown adult. And I would not see the woman for weeks on end. I just would not talk to her. And that was my life. And then I like how, you know, Dean kind of, like, is like, yeah, I'm off on the road with you. And then, like, I'm kind of, like, doing this, you know, open relationship. Not open relationship. Long distance relationship with Lisa. And kind of doing this whole thing. And Sam's just like, oh, okay. And Dean's kind of like, you're not going to talk about this? Dean is sus that Sam is not bringing it up. Not getting more information. Not kind of doing that, mm-hmm. like, oh, are you sure you're doing this? Like, what's going on? Like, are you happy? Kind of thing. Because, like, he kind of seemed a little bummed that, you know, Lisa A was just kind of like, you should leave. But, like,
right.
We'll see what's going on. And then Dean is kind of like, he's kind of picking for a conversation to kind of, you know, like, dropping hints to be like, hey, can we talk about this? Like, I have something, but, you know, macho Dean's not going to be like, can we talk about my feelings for a second? So, like, Sam's just like, eh, whatever. And Dean's like, hello? Like, I'm trying to, hello?
Hello, I'm suffering here. Why are you not picking up on it?
Yeah, but then they get interrupted by death and decay and Egyptian plagues, apparently.
Oh, Egyptian plagues, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, wild. Yeah, they do, the locust thing coming out of the head was pretty
disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
So I guess it is kind of a good thing Sam kicked in that door, which was weird.
Yeah.
Sam was just like, we'll just kick it in. Teen's like, this is a home. Like, I know. Well, I feel like he has his own home now. So he's really, he's like, that door was custom. Translation, it's not from Home Depot.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm sitting here going like, Dean used to be the rash one. So now that Sam's doing this, he's like, whoa. I'm supposed to be making, who's going to like hold any of us back then?
I'm the one kicking in doors in this relationship, buddy.
Yeah. And so he's like, what is Sam going on about this? Like, what is going
on? Sus. Dean noticed, didn't like it. But yes, Egyptian plagues. And so that's how we get cast back in the mix.
Yes. Because, you know, they're going to call him to be like, oh, we need some help because they think it's like an angel. They think it's an angel thing.
They're like, angel's got to know.
Let's call Cass.
See how he's doing.
I love that Sam's just like, oh, you know, I tried to call him.
And
this
good luck.
This was the only, like, not sus thing that Sam did. Because Sam's just like, yeah, I called him. It was the first, second, and third thing I did. Like,
son of a bitch won't answer the phone.
Yeah, he's just not coming. And then Dean's like, okay, I'm going to do it.
You know, and Sam's like, oh, you go ahead. Yeah, see if he answers your call.
Yeah, and so he's just like, come on, Cass. Like, come on down here. And then he's just like, anything? And also, I really like that Dean looks kind of like, not heartbroken, but he was just like, oh,
he's a little disappointed. That work. He would come when he called.
Yeah, but then he does.
And then he, whoosh, and Sam's like, eep.
He's behind me, isn't he?
He's behind me. Hello.
And then he just, hello. And then Sam just, hello?
I'm trying to call you a million times. You don't pick up the phone once, and Dean calls you one time, and it's just, hello?
Yeah, like, I'm surprised Misha could get through this, because I swear it's to so you, funny. I don't think that was in the script, but I swear to you it was the first time, because Jared, he, like, gets all stiff, and is like, hello? And I'm like, I literally think Jared was like, I'm just gonna do this.
He's like, I'm gonna imitate Cass. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take Misha. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, so, hello? And then poor Cass is like, this is still the term, right? It is. Like, we're not doing this. It's like, what? I don't know. Do you just, like Dean better than me or something? And then he's like, no, Dean and I do share a more profound bond. And Dean's like, huh?
I wasn't going to mention it.
Wasn't going to mention it, though.
absolutely iconic.
Dean's just like, okay, well, you know.
Sam's like rude.
I like that he brings, well, okay, I say like he brings it up because he's just like, you know, I know like we might share a bond or whatever. Weird to us, but
well,
you know.
It's so funny because the way Cass says like, I wasn't going to mention it. Like he'd already had this conversation with Dean and it was like a thing that they like, well, they knew, but like they weren't going to tell Sam. Like that's just like the way I got it from him. It's just like, I wasn't going to mention
ooh.
It. It's really funny.
Ooh, maybe like Cass like obviously knows this profound bond, but like maybe he assumed that Dean knew.
Or Cass is just like, you do not understand that I like you better than your brother.
Well, no. And then maybe that's why he's just like, I wasn't going to mention it. Because, yeah, I think Cass thinks that, like, oh, they're on the same wavelength. And he's like, I wasn't going to mention it to Sam. Like, that's mean. That's rude.
You know, that's, you know, that's not very nice.
Yeah, that's not nice to pick a Winchester to play favorites with. Like,
even though I have, and I do, but I mean.
Yeah, but you know, there's their little arguments. And, like, they're like, well, do you know who Sam brings back? And they kind of get on this. And Cass is just like, no, I don't know who brought Sam back. And this is very telling. Mm-hmm. Because we know who brings Sam back.
We know brings Sam back.
So
we know that he knows.
Yeah, we know that Cass knows. I just think it was kind of weird because I knew, I was like, what angle is he playing? Because Cass is smart. And I know when he's being smart, but maybe he just learned how to be like kind of cheeky and to hide things from the Winchesters now. Because before I was like, he can't hide anything from them. They know. But he seemed like he didn't know.
Well,
it was weird.
It was a little bit weird. But also, he does say that his people skills are rusty. So his interactions aren't optimal at this point.
I think, well, we said that he's been in heaven for a long time, too, because heaven and
he's been there about a year, yeah.
He
does years.
In quotes.
I've spent the last year, in quotes, as a multidimensional wavelength of celestial intent.
Yeah, so, like, he's like, it's been some time.
Yeah.
Like,
since I've interacted with people. So well, you'll excuse me if I'm a little short with you idiots.
Yeah, and I think that's why he was just, like, I think he was just kind of, like, stressed out. He was happy to see Dean because he's like, hi.
Of course.
Hi, hey guys, how you doing?
But also, really quick, it's so funny that Dean was just like, okay, Cass, well, like, if Sam calls, you answer him. And, like, then if you don't know anything, you tell him, I don't know. Like, why are you... Dude, answer my younger brother's calls. What is wrong with you?
Well, there's a reason why he's not answering
his
calls.
I know there's a reason why I answer his calls. But Dean's just like, multi-dimensional wavelength of celestial intent. And he's berating this dude for no... Like, you have any right to tell him what to do. But it's just so funny.
Cass threw
their
back
dynamic
at him.
Is bananas.
Cass threw back at him. You think I came because you called?
I know. And then Dean's just like,
I thought I was.
You just said it. You absolutely came... You said we had a more profound bond. Literally, that was Dean. That was Dean the whole time. And he's
literally.
Just like, I'm here because of the plague, idiots.
Like, it was so funny. I think Cass is just very stressed.
He's so stressed.
Because,
you know.
There's a civil war and having kind of going on.
Raphael's trying to, you know, take power. And that will not end well for Cass. He'll definitely be murdered big time.
I think he's just very
He's trying to hold everything together and be like, okay, guys, like, let's not let Raphael, like, take power. That will be bad for us. And he wants to jumpstart the apocalypse again. But then, like, some other angels are just like, no, that's not a good idea. And Cass like, please, 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 please. I tried really hard to stop this. Can we just...
No.
I did really good work, okay? I manipulated these little human boys so good. Please, please, help me. And yet, they're different factions. So, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah. But, we also have a very... you know, I'm shocked. I'm shocked to say this.
Shocked.
Very racist part of Supernatural. Are you shocked, Sierra?
Oh, we're talking about Raphael's vessel again?
Oh, no! Wait, what happened to Raphael's vessel?
They killed him! We were literally just like... Hell yeah, so glad they got Raphael's vessel back. We really like this guy. And then they bounce Zar turns him to salt. And I'm like, fuck.
Wait, no, that's the next episode, silly.
Isn't it? I thought it was the third man.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Weekend at Bobby's is about Bobby and Rufus. That's this episode.
No.
That was... What were you saying? I didn't pick up on anything else. What are
we
talking about?
No, I said this about the cops, why they were dying. Is because they shot an unarmed man.
Oh, right.
Who
right.
happened to be a young black kid.
Oh, my God. We saw it. He was holding the newspaper. I'm like, do not tell me that this kid's
black. This is the dad. I know.
This is way... It's 2021. This is way too close to home right now.
Oh, my God. No. And that was the whole thing because the cop was like, yeah, we shot him because he had no face. I didn't understand what they were trying to say.
Supernatural stays relevant.
Like, literally. Oh, my God. Because, yeah, it was like, this was the dad. Like, it was cut to the dad. And I was like, no.
Yeah,
please
I was
don't
like,
tell me that, like, the unarmed kid was black and it was three white officers that shot him. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, yeah, this poor brother who's just like, I just wanted justice. I was like, hell yeah. I want you to have justice too. Like,
yeah. And then the Raphael thing, which, you know, is, I don't know, I'm sad. I liked that guy. He's really good Raphael.
I know.
His speech
him.
Pattern was great. I really liked his cadence and everything he had when he was
terrifying.
He was talking. Like, I was scared. I'm scared of him.
Because I feel like out of the archangels, I was never like, whatever. I was just like, because Gabriel's just kind
of scared
goofy.
Of nobody, but I'm afraid of Raphael.
I'm afraid of Raphael. He is a very intimidating presence.
Lucifer.
Like, Lucifer was just cheeky.
I did like his attitude. I'll be honest. I know he's the devil and everything, but like, come on.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah. But Raphael was spooky.
Yeah.
Because he was like.
But no, he's not.
No, because I'm pretty sure the new vessel was not the same. Definitely not the same, but it's like bad vessel, and I was like,
it's a scam. But to be fair, that was a good play because obviously it would take Raphael and Archangel a while to find a new vessel.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it was the kid had the Staff of Moses, mm-hmm. right? Or yep. some of
Part
the Staff
of it.
Moses. Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Words are hard. And it was given to him by an angel named Balthazar.
Balthazar.
Or my favorite person in the world, Sebastian Roche, who plays him. He's fantastic.
We love and respect him in this house.
I think it was the funniest thing, because when we watched this the first time,
mm-hmm.
or in like a, yeah, the first time we watched this.
Sure.
It was later one with Balthazar, mm-hmm. and Sebastian's name came up.
Sure.
And I literally was like, Sebastian! I said the same thing when I was reading who was in this episode, yeah. and I was like, yeah, Man, Sebastian!
You did do that.
And I was like, oh boy, flashbacks, man.
And I was like, oh!
I haven't changed.
Oh, it's him, it's Balthazar! Love this guy. We love him and his deep Vs.
Oh, yeah, you were like, I forgot about his deep Vs.
I forgot how deep those Vs go,
bud. And I was just like, I hope you know. No, that was just Sebastian Roche just coming in being like, this is my shirt. I'm wearing this.
Also,
and they were like,
truly iconic that he's just like, what's French for 12? The man is French.
Yes, he is French.
If you're wondering, it's douze.
Yes, it is douze. So, Staff of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the poor kid gave his soul to an angel.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, huh? What? And then Cass does this weird sus thing, which again, Cass does a weird sus thing. Mm-hmm. And then Sam lets Cass do this weird sus thing to this child.
The thing he does isn't weird and sus. It's not optimal, but it is weird that Sam's just like, that sounds fine. And he's like, no.
Here's the thing, though. So, like, Cass, you know, like, penetrating this kid's soul to read the markings on it.
That is a terrible phrase.
I don't know what else to say.
Although he does put his hand fully in this child's stomach. Just right... You know, to touch his soul. It's a weird thing. To find the brand of the angel, whoever... I'd love him to go peeking around Dean's soul, if I'm honest. To find the brand of whatever angel
Cass
made the
knows.
Deal.
What are you talking about? It's his name.
I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, the whole handprint on there, anyway. Yeah, so he does that, and Dean's like, am I the only one who's like, this is bad?
Well, again, this is the whole thing that I said, that, like, everyone's just not on Dean's side.
Well,
so he thinks he has Cass back. And remember, Cass never really, like... trusted Sam, so and now that, like, I say trusted him.
Right.
Let me take that with a grain of salt. Because,
they don't have a profound bond.
Yes. So, if Dean was like, something's going on with Sam, Cass would be like, yes, Dean, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you wholeheartedly.
Sure.
But now, Cass is just kind of being weird again and not being on the side of Dean. Like, usually he could trust Cass and Cass could trust Dean, and if Dean was like, Cass, don't do this, Cass would be like, okay, let's find out a new way.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, too, is just Dean's just like, you're gonna torture a kid? A child? A literal infant, basically? This kid? And Cass is just like, I can't care about that. I don't have the luxury.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's in the middle of a civil war trying to keep it together, and now he's kind of, well, he didn't come away because Dean called for him, but he, you know, because there's angels afoot,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking for the stuff that was snatched, but he's like, dude, I have bigger fish to fry. Like, this sucks. I don't enjoy it, but we gotta do what we gotta do.
Well, because also you have to remember that back in season 5, Cass at the end was pissed off at Dean again because he's like, I did all this for you and you made these bad decisions. Like, I think Cass realized, he's like, I am an angel. I shouldn't have to follow this mere mortal man based on nothing that other than, like, this loyalty and devotion that I have to him, which I think Cass now is just kind of like, I'm an angel. I shouldn't have to do this, especially he's been gone this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a powerful angel. He's higher up. Like, he's not just some, like, low-life angel. He's going against Raphael for, like, the throne of heaven. Like, you know what I mean? So, like...
I learned my lesson while I was away, Dean. I serve heaven. I don't serve man. And I certainly don't serve you.
Yeah, literally. Literally. Boom. So I think just, like, it's the whole thing is, like, he's just been gone from Dean, and so he's been gone from them, and just being like, no, I'm not listening to you. Like, you're not in charge, Dean.
Cass hasn't had the time to remember how much Dean is his favorite.
Yeah.
That's really what's happening, because he's been dealing with, you know, all of his brothers are trying to kill him, and he has to kill them, and he kills, you know, he does the sexy knife flip, and he does kill one of his brothers, and he's so upset. He's like, why are you all making me kill you?
Dude, that reminded me of later seasons in Walking Dead, actually. Because, like, Rick was like, or how many of you do I have to kill before you realize I'm trying to save your life? Because, like...
I guess it's similar, but, like, Rick's gone on the deep end.
Well, so. I know, but, like, it was the whole thing of, like, how many of you, like, I know. It just made me think of that. It's like, how many of my brothers do I have to kill before this is over? Before everyone else realizes that, like, we could be safe together.
It's loud. I just wanted for you to stop talking so I could... I'm just so thirsty. I'm sorry. Okay.
Like, how many people does he have to kill to, like, save? And he's so upset because he, like, wants to tell his brothers, he's like, I don't have to kill you. Come on, just let me not kill you. And then all of his brothers and sisters are just like, nope, I'm doing it.
He tries to get Balthazar on his side, you know?
It doesn't really work out.
And Balthazar's just like, you really think you can stop the fighting? It will never stop.
Also, I feel Cass really bad like, because,
we can
like,
try.
Because they
know,
were friends.
Together. They fought together.
Cass mourned him. He even said that. He's like, I mourned him. I thought he was lost.
I grieved your death. Like, I mourned you. And he's just like, I do feel really bad about that. I'm sorry, bud.
Because they were friends. Also, side note, I do want to talk about this because I mentioned this and okay. I was like, this is a little weird. So Cass comes in and Balthazar was like, Cass, good to see you. And I was like, how do you know this like nickname? Also, why would this be the first thing that you call your friend? I don't know. To me, it was just a little weird because they've done this before in the past. Like Zechariah called him Cass one time and I think it was supposed to be kind of like a diss because it's supposed
to be
like,
I think it was derogatory.
Hairless apes, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you've been tarnished by the name that our loving God gave you. You know what I mean? Kind of something like that. So I was like, why is Balthazar saying the first thing and why is he only calling him Cass? Like, it's one thing. I don't know. It was just weird. Because I was like, I feel like the first thing he would have said and been like, Castiel. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't know. It's just odd for something that like he held, I say held dear because Dean gave him the name. But like, I don't know. It's just interesting that Balthazar called him Cass before anything.
Yeah. I mean, technically they could have called him Cass like before, like other people kind of called
him. I guess, but doing angels
could have called him Cass. I'm just saying that Dean is the first one. We here call him Cass and give him a nickname randomly out of blue. We knew him for 2 minutes, decided he needed a nickname. But I mean, you know, the angels, they've been fighting next to each other for millennia. You'd think they would, you know, have nicknames for each other.
Yeah, but like...
Some of their names are a mouthful.
No. I know. But again, I'm going back to the whole thing of like, God gave you that name and you respect God and his wishes. So why
that's
would
fair.
You diss his name by giving them a nickname? Because
right.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand. That's fair.
So with Balthazar too, like, even though I said he didn't help Cass in the way, he did help Cass. He destroys Raphael,
right.
She said. And he doesn't give them all the weapons.
No.
But Sam and Dee did capture him in all holy oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Balthazar tells Cass, because this is like the biggest thing, because Cass is like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you taking souls? Like, this is bad. This is not good. And he's like, what is good though, Cass? Like, you are the one who made this free will. You made our freedom because you stopped the apocalypse. You tore up the playbook and let us do whatever we want now. And that is especially like huge for angels because they were like told to obey and like don't defy.
They need orders and they need the storyline, the apocalypse. They need that. Without it, it is chaos. It's anarchy upstairs. And Cass is seeing that firsthand. Balthazar was like, I'm out of here. I'm not into this. Nothing matters now. I'm leaving.
I know, and that was the whole thing that, like, remember with Uriel was like, well, if God cared so much, he wouldn't let me be killing
right.
angels. So, like,
yeah.
And that was the whole thing because they're like, well, where's God? And there was like, no one knows.
Gone, bud.
Gone. I don't know. Like, it's just, yeah. Anarchy.
Abandoned us.
I really also like that Cass, you know, lets Dean, like, have the floor when he's talking to Balthazar because he's like, Dean's like trying to talk to him and he's like, you hairless ape, don't you dare talk to me. And then Cass is like, I believe the ape was talking to you. Like, you're going to listen to him.
Don't diss my boy Dean, okay?
Yeah. So, like, honestly, I think Balthazar, too, was just kind of like, what? Like, you have respect for this thing?
Like, he's shook. He's just like, huh?
Because also, too, because, like I said, Cass was pretty, like, high in, like, ranks. I kind of think Balthazar was under him. So, like, I don't know if they say it. I kind of think they do say it later that he
maybe.
Was serving him. So, Balthazar has respect for Cass.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, not even brothers in arms, but,
I
like...
I mean, before, most angels did. I mean, he was the one who led the garrison down to hell to rescue Dean. I mean...
Yeah, so I think it's very telling, again, that Cass is... No, Dean can speak to you, and Dean has the right to speak, and I don't want him... He's speaking for me, too. And Balthazar's like, what? Like...
You're gonna listen to my boy Dean here berate you.
But anyway, Balthazar leaves. Whatever. Cass, they're even. They're cool. They gooch.
They're even Stevens, bud. Mm-hmm.
But I do really like that the boys are like, Cass... You had all this going on. Like, why didn't you come for us? And Sam's just like, why didn't you come down? Like, what's going on? Even Dean was just like, dude, it's been a year. Why didn't you come to see me? Like, I know I was living life, but, like, don't know, we could have chatted, we could have talked, like, what's going on? And poor Cass is like, I was ashamed. And again, this is huge to me because, again, if he didn't know that Sam was back, so this is telling, first of all, he couldn't go to Sam because that wouldn't be under the implication that ashamed. He knew Sam was back. No. Because he says he didn't know who brought Sam back.
Oh, well, he,
so
right.
He is under the impression that Sam was still in the cage and he doesn't know, so why would he go to Sam? But, so why didn't he go to Dean? Right. So he's ashamed to tell Dean what's going on in heaven. Because what does Dean think of angels? They're beautiful and powerful and perfect.
Powerful and perfect. He doesn't say beautiful, but he does mean that.
Yeah,
sure.
And so I'm just like, I think Cass, and again, I think he was there with all that going on too. So like, Cass knows how Dean sees angels. I think that's a fact. So yeah, Cass was ashamed to be like, all of my entire race is like acting like demons. It's anarchy.
Yeah, it's the
civil
worst.
War.
It's like,
people
my brothers
dying.
Are supposed to be better than this.
And, yeah,
and they
we're
aren't.
Not.
And it's bad. And he's kind of wanted to, like, fix it and get it all, you know, arranged or whatever. Fix all that, you know, figured out.
And I
then,
think he
you
thought
know,
that once the apocalypse back down there was going to be over, it was going to be over. Instead, people are like, well, let's keep continuing to jumpstart it. And right. He's like, are you kidding me?
He's right like, now? I worked so hard to stop this. Please.
I know. And so I just thought it was interesting that Cass was like, yeah, I was ashamed to come get you.
That makes me sad. So I blocked that out.
I just thought about that.
I didn't even write it down. That's how much I'm just like, I don't want to talk about it. Because he does. He wants things to be good.
He wants things to be good. And the angels started a fucking civil war.
And the angels are just the worst. And they're mean to him. And I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Onto a better episode. We've weekend at Bobby's.
Okay, this is a great episode.
I know. I was really excited.
I love the episodes. Different perspectives. Jensen directed. Oh my God. So exciting for
him. Makes sense because he's not like in half of it.
He is in not really most of it. Yeah. He acts for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. To start off, it starts 1 year ago. Bobby is calling Crowley about Sam to see if, like, maybe they can get him out or what's going on. Also, he wants his soul back. And then Crowley's just like, no. I'm over
I'll keep it.
I'll keep it, yeah.
But I'll see you in 10 years, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
Bobby doesn't like that.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Nobody would.
But I like this episode because it's a time of Bobby. It's a Bobby-centric episode to see what he does.
What's going on with Bobby while the boys are out hunting?
And I love this. This episode probably couldn't be even more perfect. Like, this is just so perfect.
This is a wonderful episode.
Because, like, we're getting, like, the behind the scenes of, like, Bobby's life and what he does and what he serves. And, like, he just doesn't get a lot of appreciation, it looks like.
Nobody appreciates Bobby. And he should be appreciated at all times forever.
I know. He's super great. And he does all this stuff for every hunter all the time, and then like he just cannot get a break for anything. And like also Bobby is just like super badass. Like he has a demon tied up downstairs.
He
like
sure
a
does.
Crossroads demon because he's trying to find out. I did not know this was this early. Crowley's name?
Although we find out Crowley's name's Fergus.
McLeod.
But yeah.
From Scotland.
We call him Lucky the Leprechaun behind his back. McLeod's Scottish idiot.
Like, oh my God.
Stupid ass.
It was super funny because I was like, well, no, he was just like, that's Scottish. Or like, that means, so he said something and I got confused because I was like, what? And I was like, oh, because leprechauns, are Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. No, I forgot we got this early. And then Bobby is just so smart. So throughout the episode, like, he's talking to this demon and then, like, we don't see it first. Like,
Bobby's multitasking is beyond comparison with
anybody. Oh my God,
God
tier.
Right. So it starts, basically, he just first, of course, normally, boys call him, they need some research done, right? So that's what he starts with. He starts with the research. And then he breaks in the library because it's closed. And he just balls. And that's really fun. That's
all
fun
of it.
For us.
Like, his car
he falls
not
the
starting.
Window. Car
balls.
Doesn't start. Like, yep. Mm-hmm. All that. He finally gets there. And then he's up all night doing the research for those little boys that he loves so much. You know, and he calls
they don't
them.
Get any respect.
Yeah, he calls with the updates. Like, this is how you do it. No thanks.
Just goodbye.
And just goodbye. And he's like, oh, blessed by a priest. Cool. Click. He's like, you're welcome.
Yes. In the middle of all this, he's torturing a demon.
Yep, demon's in the basement. And the nice neighbor comes by, offering him peach and ginger cobbler. Very
delicious.
Sweet. She clearly wants to get him over to her house. So now we're going to upgrade. He's kind of in the middle of some stuff.
And then we got Rufus coming in, of course, more multitasking. Rufus is just like, I got a body in the trunk. You got to help me bury it. And
he's like, no.
What? And then he's like, yeah, it's an Okari, right? It's a Japanese monster.
Yeah,
and then he's like, I've never seen any of these in Japan. Rufus is like, they're not supposed to be anywhere but Japan.
No one has seen them outside of Japan.
And so again, Bobby's like, yeah, the monsters are weird. Again, yeah, the monsters are on the rise. And mostly, I'm happy they say this because it makes sense because, like, again, they did this Hammer of the Gods. And they even did this with one of the other monsters right before, like, the apocalypse in season 5. Because they were like, yeah, like, we have nothing to lose kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, this is our time. And, like,
Yeah, exactly.
So now I think they're like, oh, well, the apocalypse is over. Like,
these monsters coming out of the woodwork, they're coming out and they're all just acting weird and
Yeah, so like Rufus gets Bobby to help bury this body. Also, I love that they sprinkle in the fact that Rufus was like, said something about like Hanukkah came early. And I was like, oh, Rufus, are you Jewish? I like that sprinkled in fact. I hope this is true and it's not just a saying, because this would be really wholesome. And I was just like, oh, he's like,
yeah, it wasn't just someone like, oh, I know what I want for Hanukkah.
Yeah. That's just some bullshit answer. And I was like, oh, Rufus is Jewish? Like, yeah. That's cool. Also, I really like, so, you know, when Sam and Dean call Bobby again in the middle of this bananas hunt. And I was like, but the thing is, this is what happens to them. Like, this bonkers off the wall that they're like, what do we do? And they're like, I don't know, just throw some rosemary on it and light it on fire. Ah!
Didn't work.
Yeah, and then Bobby, you know, of course, with a federal agent behind him.
Right, yeah, because Jody comes in with that, like, federal, actual FBI.
And he's like, how do I tell them to char this body?
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the roast, Mom.
I know, he's serious.
He nailed it. It was pretty good. Thank God that stuff was for a roast, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I really did like that. Also, I really like how this FBI was just like, do you know this man, Rufus Turner, with all these, like, aliases? He's like, nope, don't know that bag of dicks. And he's like, how do you know he's a dick? He's like, I don't know, I just do.
Lucky
but the thing
guess.
Is, that's so perfect because, like, me as an FBI agent would be like, oh, yeah, you know him, so maybe you don't, like, associate yourself with this.
Right.
But I think it's just really funny. He's like, yeah, I don't know that dick. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's just got a look about him. And I love that Jody, you know, is on his side being like, here, I'm going to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. And he ushers him outside. And he's like, what did you put him outside for? And Jody's like, I didn't think you wanted him in here. And Bobby's like,
I thought I got a demon in the basement.
He literally just like, no, I have a body in the basement.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, not even a demon. And so Jody was like, oh, duh. Like,
that's why he's outside.
That's why he's outside. Like, he's like, no. I have a body buried outside.
I got one in the yard, too. And Jody's like, Bobby, what at me? What? And she's like, eep, he's gone.
And I do like that they're just like, oh, what's going on? And then he's just like, oh, what is this? And I do really like
Bobby's so
sick. Bobby's just like, I don't know, it's just a hole.
Never seen a septic tank explode, bud.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then he calls Rufus back and I was like, buddy, you didn't kill this Okari. And he's like, oh, no, I did. And he's like, oh, did you dip it in lamb's blood on this and then that? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like,
no,
just
the bamboo thing blessed by a Shinto priest. And he's like, you stab it 7 times. He's like, yeah, I stabbed him like 5 times. It's 7.
He's like,
pretty sure it's 5. He's like, I got an empty hole that begs to differ, bud.
He's like, huh, you gotta take care of that, Bobby.
So, good luck.
Click.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I feel bad for that neighbor. That's really traumatic.
I know. All Bobby wanted to, like,
she didn't know it was a monster that he put through the wood chipper. Probably thought it was some innocent girl. It's not optimal. I wouldn't want him in my house either.
No, I think she knew because the thing came at her with, like, sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah, the thing was on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's definitely right,
so
not
maybe.
Human.
She could try and rationalize.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny. Also, side note, this is kind of random, but I liked this because the woman actress who played the Okari was, like, Asian.
Yeah.
And I was like, I appreciate
that makes sense.
It.
It's like at least you good thing that you tried.
Yeah, like, and I was like, yeah, I like it. I respect that because like they're from Japan, so why would they not be like at least an Asian actress? Like, could you imagine? Just like you're like, why did you put a white person in here? Like, what are you doing, guys?
I don't know. This is the only cast we could get. I'm like,
I don't know.
We're just doing our best.
You can only get a white person to play it.
Yeah,
different race. Weird. Yeah. Also, side note about the neighbor lady's house. There was no screens on the windows.
Yeah, I pointed that out and I was like, oh, bitch, you're letting all the bugs in.
You know, that would not be, like, realistic in North Dakota. South Dakota? Where is Sioux Falls?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
South
sure.
Dakota.
I don't know. I think it's South Dakota. We drove through it and we didn't go to North Dakota.
You don't learn the states or any geography real good.
I'm pretty sure it's South Dakota now. I don't know why I thought North Dakota. Anyway, there would be screens in this house.
Yeah, obviously. There should be screens everywhere. Unless the place doesn't have bugs, which is like nowhere, so.
Hawaii.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one place. Everywhere else has to have screens.
Their island is like so small that like no bugs can honestly like fly around it. The winds just like blow them away.
Huh.
Anyway, but after all this, like he helps out this neighbor lady. She's like, yeah, I don't want to see you anymore, Bobby. And he's just like, story of my life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm like, poor Bobby. And then it gets all Bobby because, of course, like, Dean is getting sus of Sam. So, of course, he calls Bobby. Like, we do see. He's just like, you know, Bobby, like, I don't know. Sam's acting kind of weird, blah, 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 blah. And Bobby's just kind of like, I need a break right now. And I do like that we've seen this happen. Like, Bobby just didn't fly off the handle. Like, we've seen this happen before where he's like, oh, my God, hello, you aren't the center of the attention. Like,
right.
Whatever. But I do also feel bad for Dean because, like, of course, Dean literally was like, man, I'm trying to open up here. And he looked really upset. And he's just like, yeah, whatever. Screw me, I guess. Like,
he's like, oh, I guess, okay, so, oh, so sorry, it's not a good time for you right now, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, actually, it's not. And then this is where he goes on his whole rant to the boys. Like, go get your brother. He puts him on speaker.
Yeah, and he's just like, you are the most childish, immature,
right.
Sissy.
I've got things going on in my life. If you forgot, a demon still has my soul. If you recall, I'm trying to figure that out.
He's like, I'm tired of hearing both you two calling me to bitch about one another. And both of them are like,
rude.
I know. And then he's just like, I don't have time for this. You're not the center of the universe. It's not all about you. Like, some people have problems, and I'm tired of hearing about it.
I do everything for you. Anytime you need help on a case, research, I'm there. I'm looking at the lore.
Also, I do really like, he's like, I love you boys like my sons, but
oh my God. Get it together.
And I just really like that, you know, at the end of it, like, Sam is just kind of like, Bobby, you can come to us for help, too. And he's like, I know. I just had a lot on my plate.
That was a bad day.
Yeah, it was a bad day. That was an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, the boys get to help Bobby retrieve something.
Yep.
Because Bobby found out, again, didn't know that this was this early, that they find out, apparently this is lore, which is kind of odd, and apparently everyone seemed to know it was, like, an old, like, wives' tale, but, like, it works.
It was like a myth, but then someone, you know, Bobby tries and it works.
That if you find the demon's bones, you know, they're just spirits. They're just mean old spirits.
When they were human.
Yeah. You just find their bones and you burn them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they die.
Yep.
And I was like, oh boy. So they go to Mr. Fergus McLeod's in Scotland. That was my best Scottish accent.
It's terrible.
I know. It's so good. And they're like, yeah, we're going to burn your bones, dick. Mm-hmm. Give him his soul back. And Crowley's like, let's not do this. This isn't fair.
He had a call up. Is so funny. He calls up Crowley's son.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Rufus gets the ring and brings it back to Bobby. And then Crowley's just like, you think I hate that bastard? What are you talking about?
And I really love
that. Bobby's like, yeah, I know.
He hates you more. Mm-hmm. It works in my favor.
Yeah. So pretty great. Kind of forgot he had a son.
I didn't.
I thought
Gavin was brought up later. I thought all of this was brought up later. I was so confused. I was like, this is episode 4. Like,
you're like, what?
Also, I really like that, like, I don't know. I think we just kind of get some background, because even Crowley was just like, you know, there's a civil war going on in hell, too. Because the demon earlier says that Crowley's no longer just the king of the crossroads. He's the king of hell.
All of hell.
And so, you know, there's other factions like heaven that are coming, too, because they're pissed off about Lucifer's demise. And so Crowley's like, I wanted stuff to change. And he's like, I wish maybe Lucifer would have killed all these idiots, because I'm tired of them, too. Like, I thought I could change something, and I couldn't. So it's just interesting that, like, Crowley's like, I'm trying to win a war, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I'm doing it. And this is just a lot harder. And honestly, the funny thing is, I thought Crowley was going to give Bobby back his soul. But after all this, like, again, another civil war in hell was going on, he's like, I can't. I need this for power. Like, but of course, Crowley doesn't get his soul burned.
No.
He gives Bobby his soul back. And keeps his legs, which is really nice. But I do also enjoy, I was laughing so hard because, of course, Bobby was like, oh, yeah, I find out why you sold your soul. Because Crowley sold his soul because he was, what was he? A two-bit tailor, right?
Yep.
Which I loved.
Oh, I blacked this out, too.
Did you?
I did. This stressed me out so bad.
He was a two-bit tailor. And this was Bobby's exact words. Who sold his soul for 3 extra inches below the belt. And I was like, you know, that's exactly what Crowley would sell his soul for.
I was the gift, like, shook Jim from the office. He's got his hand on his head. Like me watching that. So I was like, oh my God, what?
Yeah, that's exactly what he would do, too. That's exactly what he would do. What are you talking about? And then, of course, Crowley's just like, you know, I was just trying to get into double digits. And I was like, where are you, Crowley?
I'm like, bud, you're stressing me out. What are you talking about? You went to hell for that, bud.
I know.
Was it worth it?
Apparently, because now he's the king.
I guess he's doing well in his afterlife.
I mean, he was probably a dick as a human, so whatever.
Yeah, he clearly sucked. Son hated him. I mean, what did he have going for him, you know?
But anyway, Crowley gets his bones back. It's fine. I did love that they did point out, like, how the boys got to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, Dean doesn't like flights. And even Bobby was like,
I was like, this is sus. Dean hates flying.
Well, and he's like, I'm really, thanks for, like, doing this, because, like, I know you didn't like this. He's like, yeah, no problem. And Dean's, like shaking, and he's like,
I'm totally fine.
How did you get over there? And he's like, yeah, I got it. And Sam's like, what are you talking about? You were white knuckling the whole time.
Right, like 6 puke bags.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, did you get through it sober? He's like, yeah, I got through it sober. Like, yeah, I got it. And he's like, okay. Yeah, you should have just been not sober. Like,
should have just taken like a Xanax or something.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like bridesmaids taking whatever she gave her, down that scotch, boom.
Done.
I am ready to burn.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't, but whatever. Yeah, poor Dean. 9 hours. Ugh. I can't even sit through a 9-hour flight, and I could not imagine Dean Winchester sitting through a 9-hour flight.
Dean's sitting there just like, really wish they had a big road. Really wish they had a big road.
Poor Dean. He's probably just blasting, like, Led Zeppelin.
Right. Tumming Metallica.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so glad that the boy's like, Bobby, we appreciate you. And, you know, you can always, yeah, like you said earlier, like, we'll help you out, like, whatever you need. You know, we're always there. And yes, the boys appreciating Bobby is always good. They are like, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't realize we sounded like we were taking you for granted. We love and appreciate all that you do for us, Bobby. You're the best.
Honestly, though, I think the boys, kind of playing the devil's advocate for the boys, because they don't realize, is that they were like, well, Bobby has his, like, life together. Like, he's Bobby Winchester.
He's Bobby Winchester.
He's Bobby Singer. Like, he doesn't need, like, nobody. He's good. He got this. And so he's like, but, like, Dean's like, I'm an emotional wreck. Sam's crazy. Like, we are not good. We need help. And I'm like,
Dean. I don't know what's going on. Bobby, what's happening?
Yeah, and so they're like, Bobby got this. Bobby's been through some shit. He's good.
He's the father figure they can rely on at all times, mm-hmm, to help them through whatever they're dealing with, and he's the one who always calls them, you know, on their shit. It's just like, can you guys just get it together for 5 seconds? Mm-hmm. You boys trying to kill me?
I know, serious. Are you idiots trying to kill me?
That's what it was.
Yeah. But I like that they wrap up this episode. All Bobby wants to eat is his peach ginger cobbler.
God damn it.
And he gets called again and again and again. Also, oh, I appreciate
the beginning.
Garth. I love Garth. Because the beginning was just being like, Garth, no, call, like, the FBI. And he's like, okay, goodbye, Garth. And then, like the FBI calls. And he's like, Willis, Agent Willis or something. He's like, not me, Garth. The actual FBI. How are you still alive?
Bobby, how are you still... I can't even get over. Bobby's like, how are you still alive?
I love Garth. He's so great.
Is an icon.
And I bet at the end, too, when he was just like, Agent Willis or whatever, be like, yeah, he's mine. I could just be like, that's Garth.
This show,
oh, Garth,
unparalleled media experience. It really is.
I do love it. Okay. Got anything else?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I think that's all for this episode. That was the end of part two. There was just, I feel like, lots to unpack.
There is a lot. I don't know how long this is now, but.
It's okay.
It's not going to be 2 full hours.
No. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Check out our ratings of each episode and see where they fall in our rankings. We are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we are driving off. We will see you all next week in our rearview mirror.
Bye. I'm trying not to just be like, yeah, but Sam's fucking weird.
I mean, hold on. My foot is so itchy.
Itchy foot?
I feel like all the dust in the house, I feel like I'm just getting eaten alive by, like, dust bunnies or, like...
Dust bunnies aren't real animals.
No. No, like, dust mites, I guess is what I'm saying.
Those are real.
Oh, my phone. Oh, I just hit my head. Oh, can you be careful?